Each batch of barrel bourbon is its own unique expression of their blending process, finding those unique characteristics that shine through. Learn more at barrelbourbon.com. Welcome back to another Whiskey Quickie, and today we're looking at Basil Hayden's 10-Year Rye. Now, there's a few things that always come to mind with Basil Hayden, and one is the packaging. I mean,
it's great.
The copper hoop.
Yeah, it looks really good on it. The other thing is that 80 proof. It's always something that's a staple of Basil Hayden. Also, kind of random fun note is if you look at a bottle of Old Granddad 114, do you know that guy in there is actually Basil Hayden?
That's him.
There you go.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead. Let's dive into this. As I'd mentioned, this is a 10-year product coming in at a $70 SRP.
All right.
So on the nose.
Basil Hayden was like my first like premium. I was like, oh, I made it, you know.
Yeah.
Got my copper band.
Do you turn this into a bracelet afterwards?
Foot one.
An anklet. All right. So on the nose, what are you getting?
You know, it's light, so I do get a little like kind of cream, you know.
I definitely get the
vanilla
creaminess.
Cream kind of in there with some like mint chocolate chip cream type and stuff going on.
I almost get like a creamsicle. Like it's a little bit of orange peel on there.
Yeah. Well, whatever you think.
Yeah. I'm going to steal this one from Ryan. All right. So on the taste, what are we getting?
It's a guzzler. I mean, it's really easy, light. There's some vanilla, a little slight mint kind of citrusy thing going on. It's very easy to drink.
And at a 10-year age, it's kind of surprising. There's not a whole lot of oak or tannins or anything that sticks in through there. It's just a lot of really just good rounded out flavors.
Yep, absolutely.
So on the nose, what are you going to rate this?
Sideways. It's kind of, you know, just...
Middle of the road.
Yep, middle of the road.
I see that. And the taste?
Sideways. I mean, there's some good things going on. It's easy. You know, it's... Yeah, I could sit on my porch and drink this when it's hot out.
Yeah, I would say that too. I mean, you can get a lot of good flavors of just sitting around. So, yep. And the finish?
Sideways, you know, there's not much to it. It's, you know, 80 proof, so it's a guzzler. It's really good, but nothing special.
I would say if you're getting into bourbon, don't put ice in this one. And that'll help you kind of start building it up.
Absolutely.
All right. Cheers, y'all. We'll see you next time.